Good afternoon and or morning. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Today I'm going to give you a quick tip for almost infinite instant confidence. The key is to just slow things down. Now this came from a lot of things I learned when I was younger. I was in theater briefly. I wasn't particularly good, but it got me a chance to ham it up in front of other people. When I learned how to relax later on, once I got good at that, it helped with this a lot. There's a variety of different things that played into it. But I've noticed that if you just slow down, you can slow down your rate of speech. You can also slow down your motions with your gestures, slow down your movement if you're on a stage and walking around. And you don't have to do this the whole time, but if you occasionally just slow it back down, it'll give you a lot of interesting things. One, it gives you variety in the way you're delivering your message. That's very cool because that makes the message more interesting. Even if the message is about how grass grows or something your audience wouldn't find interesting, when you vary your tone, just the tone becomes interesting, the variations in it, and therefore the message gets more attention. It's very powerful. Also, when you start to move more slowly, there's the feeling of poise and confidence and calmness, and that just in the motion, there's the feeling. So you start to present that to the audience. Even if you're not clearly aware of it yourself, over time, you will become more aware of it. But even if you're not aware of it yourself, you've just started trying this out, the confidence or the audience is going to see the slowness and the conscious movement, the relaxation. They're going to see that as greater confidence in you as the speaker. So it's a very powerful thing to do, to just slow things down. It's going to change things for you. It's going to change the experience for the audience. Another thing, it makes it a little more like a performance. That's part of the reason I brought up the childhood drama, you know, me participating in theater. Any speech, it's to a certain degree a performance. Now, it doesn't mean it's false in terms of performance. It's just you recognize that part of the communication is how you present it. And if you make that more of a performance, it tends to be better received. It tends to get more attention, more appreciation, more consideration. And if you're in that situation, more sales, more people that would like to meet up with you again later for networking, more second interviews if you're interviewing. Because they appreciate that performance. They may not consciously appreciate it. If you ask people this, they may not say, yeah, I'm just looking for a good performer. That's not necessarily what they're consciously looking for. But what people respond to unconsciously is something that is presented in an interesting way. So if you've got 10 resumes and they all say almost exactly the same thing, and everybody's trying to come in to say very similar things like, yes, I'm very timely, very conscientious, I'm all about the job. You're trying to tell them more or less similar or the same things that other candidates are, but you just say it in a more powerful way. You present that as more of an interesting performance. They'll actually hear some of it with you. It's interesting that people can say pretty much anything they want most of the time. If it's too self-congratulatory, we just assume they're full of crap or they're like everybody else and they're trying to, you know, make big claims about themselves. But if there's an interesting performance going on while you're receiving that, you have the opportunity to actually receive the message. Because it's put in an interesting way, a way that your unconscious responds to, your unconscious will pick up some of the message. And even if you never say, wow, I really love the way that person presented their ideas, if you go back through the list, most of the people aren't going to stand out. Because again, as we established in this example, most of the other stuff is the same. But the one who had the better performance when they delivered it, that person's going to stand out. And maybe you'll come up with some other thing that, well, he went to this slightly different school or he had this certificate. Maybe you'll find the slight difference and blame it on that. But it might also be, you honestly just say, I can't put my finger on what was interesting and different about this person, but there was something special about them. I really think everybody would say, and they're very timely, but I think this person's serious. I think this person is actually going to show up and be what they claim to be. When you slow down, you begin to feel it in your body. When you consciously slow down, there's that feeling of in your body, and you start to just get physical presence based off the increased sense of your body. And so when you deliver that message, it's more of a performance. And as it becomes more and more of an interesting performance, people can more and more actually hear what you're saying. You can begin to have more and more impact with every communication you deliver. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending a few moments with me today. We will talk again soon.